You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 286.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on, my friends? This is Alex. I got part two for you here of the masterclass. So I want to kind of start by encouraging you guys that if you have not listened to episode 284, go to flipempire.com/episode284. It was just a few episodes back where I shared my key takeaways, guys, and I took out the notebook and I shared with you a lot of the things that really struck a chord with me when I attended Grant Cardone's 10X Growth Con 3. At Marlins Park here in my hometown, Miami, just 2-3 weeks ago. And I thought it'd be cool to end the month of February with a masterclass with yours truly, part two, sharing my takeaways with my favorite speaker. So, you know, this event was packed with some high-level, powerful, influential people. Obviously, Grant Cardone, Steve Harvey, Ty Lopez, Russell Brunson, Ryan Dice, Sarah Blakely from Spanx, Jesse Itzler, part owner of the Hawks, started Marquee Jets, and best-selling author. I mean, you had some killers on the stage. You know, some guys that you and I can learn a lot from, and I did learn a lot from them. However, all those speakers were amazing. I took several things, several nuggets from each and every one of those speakers. But the one that my absolute favorite speaker is somebody that is just completely unassuming, somebody that a gentleman by the name of John Maxwell, who is a best-selling author, has spoken on some of the biggest stages in the world with some of the most well-known people that you and I would know, international, multiple businesses, nationally and internationally. The guy has authored 82 books. I'm guessing he's in his late 60s, early 70s, and just full of energy, such a dynamic speaker. But it wasn't the fact that just how he presented, but it was the content. I mean, this guy packed over an hour talk on just straight nuggets. And I wrote down about 3.5 to 4 pages of notes. And I didn't get an opportunity to listen to every speaker, but I'm really, really grateful that I heard John Maxwell. And so you guys know that if you heard episode 284, I shared a lot of takeaways that I got from Grant Cardone, Ty Lopez, Sarah Blakely, all these speakers that I just kind of highlighted. But I want to dedicate this particular episode to the takeaways I got from John Maxwell, just sitting in the audience and listening to him and just feverishly writing notes. He talked about leadership. Okay, his talk was all centered about leadership, but it was so much more than leadership. You know, you hear that and you're like, well, that's not very sexy. Like, I don't want to hear about leadership. I encourage you, stay plugged into this episode because I'm telling you, for me, it moved the needle. And I think it's going to do the same for you. I hope I can just kind of do it justice here as I look through my notes. So one of the things he talked about was the fact that anything in your life that's worthwhile oftentimes is going to be an uphill battle. And he's speaking more to the mindset. He's not speaking to expecting things to be an uphill battle, but he's speaking to the fact that you have to embrace the suck. You have to understand that if you want something and it's something worthwhile, it's something big, it's going to require sacrifice and effort. Okay, stop expecting things to be push button simple and just embrace the journey that you're going to go on to achieve the things that you want in your life. Okay, he talked about the keys to 10Xing leadership, okay? And it starts with being intentional with what you want, why you want it, and what you have to do to get there. And he talked about being intentional in your pursuit of personal growth and development and, you know, that needing to become a bigger person on the inside to become the type of person that you want to be on the outside to others and for others. So guys, make a commitment to personal growth and development. You know, for me, I want to say it started back in 2003, when I was graduating college and I took a corporate job with General Electric. Many of you know my story. I'm not going to get into it. 3 months into that job, I realized that it wasn't for me. I didn't like it. And I started to pick up books on real estate. And then in 2005, when I left my job and I was backpacking around Europe with a couple of friends, I remember I'd be on the train hopping from city to city, country to country, and I would be reading books like Think and Grow Rich and the Kiyosaki books, Rich Dad Poor Dad, and all these different books I started kind of pouring through. And I made a commitment to myself that personal development would always be a part of my life. And it's one of the best decisions I've ever made, because personal development is like showering. You guys need to do it on a daily basis. That is the best investment you will ever make in yourself, okay? Because nobody can take away my experience and what I've put in between my ears, okay? So it was good to hear John Maxwell talk about the importance of that. He also talked about putting yourself in a growth environment where other people are ahead of you. And I'll kind of tie that to Ty Lopez, who spoke, I believe, that same day. And he talked about he had dinner with Steve Ballmer. So if you guys don't know who Steve Ballmer is, he's one of the wealthiest men in the world. He's worth over 20 or 30 billion. He used to be partners with Bill Gates. He owns the Los Angeles Clippers. Bought the Clippers, I think, you know, 2-3 years ago for $2 billion. Guy's worth over 20 or 30. And, you know, so he was sharing how he had dinner with Steve Ballmer, and Steve Ballmer said, "Hey, Ty, you know, I know you got a big following on social media and you're great and you have all these businesses. You know, how much money do you make?" And Ty Lopez was talking about how he was like just embarrassed to tell this billionaire how much money he makes. And mind you, I don't know Ty Lopez's net worth. You can look it up, but it's probably well over 50 million. You know, I mean, he's got a business called Mentor Box that is probably worth $40 million now that he recently started as an experiment. He's got multiple businesses, huge social media following. And here's this multi-millionaire who is embarrassed to tell a billionaire how much money he makes. So think about what that does to you and how it stretches you. So ask yourself if you're putting yourself in growth environments. So are you the dumbest person in the room? You know, because that's the room you want to be in. You know, think about the five people you surround yourself with. You want to be with people that are guys that are going to continuously challenge you and then are going to get you outside your comfort zone. Okay, so ask yourself if you're putting yourself in growth environments. And here's something else I wrote down. You know, so many people we live in a microwave society. We want instant results, you know, and you got to change the question in your mind from how long is something going to take to how far can I go? Think about the power in reframing the question that you ask yourself or the questions you ask yourself. So stop asking how long is something going to take, but ask yourself how far you can go. Okay. And I really, really loved when he talked about that. Five-step formula for growth. He talked about test, fail, learn, improve, and then re-enter or re-engage. Okay, so let me repeat that. Test, fail, learn, improve, and re-enter. Guys, I find that so many people are afraid to fail, right? They don't want to look stupid. And look, you guys know I'm always preaching transparency and vulnerability, and I have insecurities just like you. Okay, I'm just like you. I have insecurities. I have, you know, things that strike fear in my heart. But I strive to put myself in those uncomfortable environments because I understand and I realize that's where the growth happens. So I embrace failure now. You know, I might be delivering this podcast right now and there could be people potentially tuning out or saying, "I can't stand the way Alex sounds," or, you know, "This is so fluffy," or it doesn't matter, because I'm trying to connect and focus on the people that this message resonates with. And you're going to fail, guys. You're going to fail. It's part of it. So just embrace it, you know, test, fail, learn, improve, and re-enter. Okay. And that cycle never stops if you're committed to personal growth and development. One of the quotes that I love that I shared on a social media post that got a lot of engagement, which, by the way, guys, if we're not connected on social, follow me on Instagram, instagram.com/AlexPardo25. And just look me up on Facebook. We'll include some notes, some links in the show notes page. But one of the quotes that I shared that people really enjoyed was, "You don't go to your dream, you grow towards your dream." Absolutely love that. I highlighted it. He talked about, I've already shared with you how you have to be intentional about personal growth, but you got to prioritize leadership in your life. This has been something that over the last year and a half, I've really been focused on, is becoming a better leader, building the type of culture that we have in our business here in South Florida. So I want to share with you the rule of five that John Maxwell shared is, number one, you have to know what you want. And you have to start, like, think of chopping down a tree. You don't grab an axe and swing once or swing twice or even swing 10 times and that tree falls down, at least if it's a big tree, right? So knowing what you want and just chipping down in that tree every day, right? Focus, just chipping down every day, every day, every day. Eventually, guys, that tree is going to fall. Having said that, number two, you have to have the right tool. Okay, so you can't use a baseball bat to chip down a tree. All you're going to do is break the bat. You're going to swing at that tree until that bat breaks. That tree's not going anywhere. You have to use an axe or you have to use a saw. So you have to be using the right tools. So ask yourself, if you're focused on the right things that you want, are you using the right tools? Number three, stay focused. Again, chipping down that tree on a daily basis. Focus, focus, focus. Number four, consistency. You can't chip at that tree just today and then revisit it and start chipping at that tree in a month from now and then stop for another 3 or 4 months and then hit it again. It's just going to take a lot longer if you're not consistent, okay? Another quote that he said along the lines of consistency is he said, consistency compounds. This has been a theme in this podcast ever since I launched this back in 2016. And we're nearing 300 episodes, is you have to remain consistent. You know, one of the things that people always ask him is, you know, John, how did you author 82 books, many of which, if not most, are best-selling? How do you write 82 books, right? I've never even heard of that. Like, the dude has authored 82 books. And it's funny, he stopped talking. He kind of put the mic down. And I know you can't see me, but he, like, pretend like you're writing in thin air, like, right, just like you're writing in the air. And this is how he answered people. He just shut up and with his hand, he just started writing in the air. And then he'd go to the next line and start writing. And then he'd go to the next line and start writing. And he shared how every single day he was committed to reading. He was committed to writing, journaling. There were certain things that he did every single day. And regardless of whether he was on vacation, regardless of his environment, regardless of he was sick, healthy, what he was doing, what he wasn't doing, he was committed to write every single day. And that's how he wrote 82 books. He just wrote every day. He just broke it down. Like, it was just that simple. And sometimes we tend to overcomplicate things. So be consistent, okay? So whether it's sending out your mailers or whether it's cold calling or whether it's, you know, connecting with high-level people, just be consistent every single day. And then lastly is you have to stay with it until you finish and complete the job. Too many of us start one thing and we bounce over to something else, you know, and then we're affected by this shiny object syndrome. Get that out of your life. You know, you start something, finish it. There's something that you're telling your conscious and subconscious brain. When you pick up a book, you start reading it and you finish that book versus just, like, you know, dabbling. Don't dabble. Don't be a dabbler, okay? Start something, finish it. You start chipping at that tree, cut down that tree, okay? It's about keeping those commitments and micro commitments to yourself. That's how you start to build that self-confidence. What else? Guys, find out what makes you unique. What's your unique ability? I've published a lot of podcast episodes on that, so I'm not going to get into it, but make sure you're operating in your genius zone. You know, develop relationships with people that you can add value to and vice versa. You know, I'm not going to get too much into this because one of the biggest gifts I've been given in 2019 is I've gotten crystal, crystal clear on the gifts that God has given me. And I am being more intentional about making sure that I stay in those lanes. And I'm gonna talk about that more in the future. So I'm not going to get into that now. But when you connect with people, guys, you've heard me probably talk a lot about adding value. Recently, I had someone say to me, Alex, you realize you're always asking me how you can help and add value? And I was like, you know, I guess I didn't really realize that. But now that I think about it, I'm constantly asking people. When you do this, you got to be genuine. You got to be sincere, but put their agenda ahead of yours. Focus on adding value to people on a daily basis. Influence them with your thoughts, your ideas, your resources, tools that can help them. You want to exceed people's expectations of you. Okay, so whatever expectations you think people have of you, always go above and beyond and exceed them, okay? And reward the relationships. And this is how you create long-lasting friendships and relationships, by just focusing on them, enriching them. You know, I think it's Gary Vee that talks about viewing relationships where you're going to put 51% and they're going to do the 49, right? So always add more. Don't expect relationships to be 50-50. Always give more to the relationship and don't expect things back in return. Okay. The law of reciprocity, is usually at play, but don't expect things in return. Do things because you genuinely want to help people. And here are some different ways, guys, that you can add value to people on a daily basis, because I think the term or the phrase add value can sometimes be somewhat cliche and overused. But some different ways that you can add value to people is, on a daily basis, think about ways to add value to people. Let's not overcomplicate this. Is how can you add value to people? Just think about it. Okay. You're going to come up with ways. Number two, if you start looking for ways to add value, you're going to find it, right? So right now I can think of a somebody who is interested in, I know somebody who's interested in purchasing software businesses. And I've done some work in this area because at one point, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I was looking at starting a SaaS business, software as a business, or software as a service, I should say. And I did some research and I have some resources that I know I'm going to be sharing with this person. And I just thought of that right now. So think about ways you can add value to people. What else? Let me look at my notes here. Asking today, who needs my help? Who can I add value to? And then lastly, encourage others to add value to people. You know, so be a funnel. When you read a good book, when you hear good information, be a funnel, share that with people, add value, but then encourage them to impact others and add value. Okay. Cause what else? Moving on here, guys, cause I know I usually like to keep these episodes short and sweet, although this is a masterclass episode, but, I want to leave you with actionable things, and hopefully this is hitting you between the eyes, and it's something that you could take forward, implement in your life and in your business, because it will have an impact. I know that. One of the things I want to kind of end with here is, success is what you've done for yourself and for your family. Significance is all about others. Okay, so the way that you gain significance for many people, not for everyone, but for many people, is by knowing that you're impacting others. I mean, that is one of the reasons that I'm going to continue to hop on the mic here and publish this podcast, is because I know it's reaching thousands and thousands of people. I'm getting feedback and I know it's impacting it, and I'm getting significance by that. And I feel that it's checking off the contribution box. You know, I talked about the biggest gift I've gotten in 2019 is just understanding my God-given gifts and talents. And one of those is my need, my quench for wanting to help people and have an impact. And this is just one platform in which I'm doing that. And so, you know, success is about what you've done for yourself and for your family. Significance is all about others. Contribution is about others. So think about how you can contribute to people's lives. And that's it, guys. I think I have other notes here, but I think I've shared a lot with you as far as John Maxwell's talk. So I'd love to connect with you on social, guys. Let me know. Let me know if any of this has you know, has meant anything to you, and what you're going to do with this information. And guys, if you haven't, if you like the show, if you've liked these episodes, I'd love an honest rating and review. Head over to iTunes. If you go to flipempire.com/iTunes, you can leave a rating and review. I think there's close to 130 five-star rating and reviews, which is awesome. I want to get to 200 by my birthday. Okay, that is, I'm putting it out there to the universe, to you guys. I want 200 five-star ratings I want honest ratings, but hopefully they're 5-star ratings. I want that by my birthday, July 2nd. I turn 39. I would love 200 ratings on iTunes. Help me get there. I appreciate you guys. I rarely ever ask for anything. And if not, that's totally cool. Just continue to plug into the podcast. Make sure you're subscribed so you get notified when episodes get published on Mondays and Thursdays. Love you guys. I'm out. Go crush today.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.